Hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Got the whole gang here. Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, and you at 833-563-2539. So something happened to me, I guess this morning. It happened probably overnight, but I just noticed it this morning. And I feel violated. I'm kind of pissed. I'm not happy about it. And this has happened in my past before. Trying to think, probably 5 to 10 years ago.
You came in pretty flustered, I will say.
Yeah,
like five in the morning.
And I'm gonna have to deal with it after the show. This is not done. But for whatever reason, I try to be pretty careful in my life and not be stupid. Somebody jacked my ID and they drained out my bank account.
No,
and
I'm
like, no, are you serious?
Are you serious?
Yeah,
you
that,
have held on. He has not said anything about that all morning. That's what's been happening,
dude.
Yeah, so it's like they, which is fine, I know I'll get my money back, but it's just like, oh man, they took hundreds of dollars. Not that I'm a loaded dude or anything, but when you have your bank account drained, it kind of sucks if you've never been through the process before. First of all, you start to worry, well, did they steal my identity? I don't think so. I'm assuming this is a case where they just skimmed my information from somewhere, and now I think about, like, where did it go? Like, part of me wants to go there and confront the people.
Were you getting alerts from your bank? Is that how you found
alert.
Out?
No alert. Yeah, I got an overdraft notice this morning that I was hundreds of dollars in the hole. But, yeah, they spent like $300-$400 last night. And, well, like, over the course. And they do small stuff. That's how it always happens, too. It was like a $3 purchase, then like $75, then $300. I'm like, how does this stuff go through? So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be okay. I don't think it was my identity, which there's not much there anyways to steal. But that's the worst thing is when you actually get your like Social Security taken. But I think somebody either at a place I went through, I won't say what restaurant, but I went through the other day and I got a sweet tea from this place that serves sweet teas. And they took a little bit of time to get me my card back, so it could have been there. They just write down your information or take a... Honestly, it's really quick. They could take a picture of both because you can go online and do different things, and there's ways to make cards.
So shady.
That or like a gas station skimmer, possibly.
You know, this has actually happened to me. And I called the bank, and they were asking me all these questions. You know,
they don't believe you when it happens. They're like, oh, you're trying to commit fraud almost. Like, they don't believe that it really happened to you.
I have thought, I go, oh, someone stole my card and has been going on a shopping spree. And then, no, it was just me.
That's the worst, though,
wishful
too,
thinking.
When you have to actually like look through all your stuff. You're like, did I go there or not?
Dang.
But I checked my pattern. I'm like, no, I didn't go to these places.
And so it wasn't just a credit card. This was your debit?
Yeah, like my banking
your bank card.
Yeah,
aww,
so.
That's awful.
But the money will come back, but that'll probably take like 3 to 5 days. It's just like, oh, it got me just so angry this morning. It's like, man, like, go get a job. Like there's people that every day all they do is steal identities. It's a huge thing, and it's just so frustrating. You know what I'm talking about when you go through that and you have to get your information fixed. So I got to be at work today. Then when I'm done, I mean, I've been trying to shut my cards all down there, but then like there could be other stuff, so who knows. I got to go to the bank, probably the quickest thing, and they'll cancel it, make me a new one. But just like Porkchop you were bringing up, I don't like the conversations even with them because they're like, are you sure? Like, where was your last thing?
Really?
Because, yeah. When I've had this happen before, they like question everything I did as if like I was some like elaborate like person. But to be fair, last time I had my my car jacked, they stole like $900.
Maybe so. You need a new bank because when it happened with me through Bank of America, they were so good.
Yeah.
Like I check my stuff every day, and I noticed that like $800 was missing, and it was two purchases to Hewlett Packard. So yeah, Bank of America is good.
Bank of America helped me out one time too because I ordered a package that was like $300 worth of clothes, and it never showed up to my apartment. And I had back and forth with, you know, the packaging company that was supposed to bring it, and they never brought it. And I called Bank of America, and they just refunded me like that.
Yeah, they were so good. And they figured out someone skimmed my ID when I was in line in Mexico.
Oh, so like, they figured out. That's
yeah.
Awful.
I was in Mexico standing in line to walk back into the United States, and they get real close to you, like these people, and they have magnets in their pocket.
That's a terrible feeling. I'm sorry, Joe. I'm sorry you're going through this just because it's like all the things now you have to deal with.
No, I want to turn this into a fun game, and I know it's not fun, but I want to know at 833-563-2539, who listening had this happen, and how much money did they take from you? I've had like $900 as my max, but I guarantee someone listening has had more than $900 taken out of their account by somebody that scammed or skimmed them.
They knew it wasn't me because like I don't shop at Hewlett Packard. I shop at Mac.
I will say Chase Bank stopped it right, nipped it in the bud. Like the first, my mind was weird. Like someone was shopping in London or something.
Well, if there's any bank listening and they want to give me a new account with a bunch of money in it, I would be glad to endorse your bank. You can call us too, 833-563-2539. I don't have any money, money. Somebody drain my bank account.
I'm so sorry. That's the worst feeling.
Well, I'm glad you apologized for what you did. I know you run a card skimming scheme, Mackenzie. It is Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe, Mackenzie, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and you with your stories about how somebody jacked your card. I don't think... I have my card, so it wasn't lost, but I think it was either a credit card skimmer, and I don't want to say the restaurant or the fast food place, but they took a long time to ring up my drink the other day. I got a sweet tea at a place, and I think the person really took it there. That's how it's happened before. I'd happened at a pizza place before,
and
they actually did it twice within like 4 months. The same pizza place did it.
Don't go back.
Have been doing it.
I feel like karma is going to get you if you're up to this shadiness.
Oh, I hope they get diarrhea. Like really, like at least 2 days
that
worth.
Upon them.
Yes, a lot of it. Let's go to Luke this morning, 833-563-2539. Luke, what happened, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, so back when I was in the military base, I actually went to the gym, put my wallet in my locker, you know, not thinking that anything's going to happen, you know, didn't lock it because, you know, I'm on a military base.
Should be a secure area.
Right.
Yeah, exactly, right? So leaving the gym, you know, don't see my wallet in my locker. So, you know, at the time, I'm like, okay, must have just left it at the dorm. As I'm walking back to the dorm, I get a message from Chase asking me, hey, fraud alert, are you trying to spend $1,200 at the Apple store right now?
And you were like, no, I am not.
I was like, absolutely not. So sure enough, these people had already went, got in a car wash, probably just to make sure that the card worked, and then drove directly to the Apple store afterwards to try to buy themselves a brand new iPhone or something.
Dang, you gotta give them a little applause for going big or going home.
See, that's what I'm saying. A lot of thieves will just do little things like PetSmart or Target. I mean, if before you get caught, I think you might as well go.
That's Mackenzie's go-to. If you see Mackenzie going to PetSmart, you're like, what is she doing?
No,
I thought she's allergic.
I would never, but if I stole someone's credit card, I'm heading to Saks. Hello, I'm getting something awesome.
Hey, thank you for calling
busted.
In, Luke. Let's go to Ted this morning in Houston on Houston's new radio, now 92.1. What happened, man? You ever have your identity taken or stolen?
Yes, my name is Ted. The reason how I found out I got my identity stole, they charged $3 on my credit card and it went through.
Yep.
And I go back to find out I got my identity stole not once, but three times. And I go to pay my mortgage, my light bill, the phone bill, and I had no money in my account because my account was froze. They wouldn't even allow me to pay my bills. And, you know, like I heard you say, you hope they get diarrhea. I hope they get worse than diarrhea, man, because it's sad these people do you like this when you get up and go to work every day, and they should get up and go to work and do the same thing that we do instead of stealing our identity, and look what it costs us.
Oh. No, Ted, I agree with you, man. Hey, Ted and I wish diarrhea upon you, card thieves.